Hi, I'm Paul, and this is Heart of Glenanus, a program about the cultural and service organisations around your town and in the region. I'm up at the Standing Stones with Anna, Jan, Tamara, Shannon, Kat and Chris from the Toy Library. And we're going to talk about the origins and current activities and what you want to say to the community. Who can tell me how the Toy Library started in Glenanus?
So the Toy Library was started about 40 years ago as a way to share resources amongst different families and ensure that all children were given access to quality educational resources from birth to 12 years old.
So whose idea was it?
Anna Teen Farrell. She visited England and discovered the Toy Libraries there, and so she set up one in Melbourne in 1971. Then she actually was awarded a Churchill Fellowship to study the developments of the toy libraries all over the world. And she's the one that kicked it off in Australia.
What are your main activities day to day, week to week in Glenanus and around?
So we open 2.5 days a week, Thursday, Friday, and then half a day Saturday, so that families can come in, borrow toys, much like a book library. They can just come in, return their toys, and wander around, have a bit of fun looking at all the books and puzzles and climbing equipment and ride-ons and sports equipment, and then they can choose which ones to take home. After 2 weeks they pop back in, visit us again and return those, and the fun starts again. One of the original aims of our toy library was to offer delivery services to the villages that surround our town. We also run our service in Tenterfield. We just recently purchased a bus so we can transport the things back and forwards and change them over.
And we do that once a month.
I hear a lot of people ask, what is the structure of the toy library? Can you talk about that a bit, please?
We are a not-for-profit community organisation. We are run by a committee. It's completely independent, so we rely on the support of our committee members to keep us running. We receive, lucky enough to receive some grants from the Department of Education, which pays for some of our overheads and running costs.
So there's a national association?
Yes. Yeah.
Toy Libraries Australia, which we're a member of, and we get a lot of resources from them.
How many members do you have?
60 or 70 active members that use the service regularly, and then there's also others who join just for when the grandchildren come during the holidays or when they have an event and they'd like to be able to just come in and borrow some things for a party.
And there's different ways of joining. There's annual membership and then there's a trial membership, isn't there, and
that's
limited time as well.
So for $40 a year and $25 for 6 months, and then a trial membership for new parents. At the moment we are giving them 6 months free membership for baby toys, so they come in and try, see whether they like the service. It's really great to get new families in to meet people. We find that we're really strong at helping families build connections with other families, so new parents can come in, we get chatting to them, get to know them, start making introductions to other people, and build up those support systems. We find families come in with a new baby and then after a couple of years they might fade off again, and then they'll come back a few years later when they have some more children. So it is it is a bit of a cycle. And then later on they bring their grandchildren in, which is really lovely.
That's happening a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of times I've visited, I've noticed there's small toys and then there's really big toys like jumping castles and slides and things like that. So they're pretty that'd be good for people that don't want to buy that thing just for a short time, right?
Definitely, yes. Really popular with parties and events and things like that. Yeah. So we have ride-ons and climbing equipment, things like that. And then recently we've branched out and bought three beautiful jumping castles, which are available for an extra $50. And that just helps cover the insurance. They've been incredibly popular.
As we heard at the beginning of the program, Katie Hazelwood does music programs for members as well.
She does. One of our latest initiatives is a music program for children, which we call Mini Musos, and then one for the babies called Baby Beats, which we run every Friday during school term from the community centre. It is free for Toy Library members, so your $40 and your membership entitles you to come and use those services as well.
Oh, good.
We recently got a small grant from the Glen Innes Severn Council to help us cover some of the costs associated with that, which was really appreciated. Katie Hazelwood is a local musician. She has also had some training, running classes for little musicians, so she's really engaging.
It sounded great.
Yeah.
You're listening to the heart of Glen Innes.
At the Toy Library, we have over 4,000 toys on our database, which there could be possibly 400 out at once with Tenor Field and always new things. So we have such good quality educational things that you just don't buy at home, like expensive items. So some stats recently that came out from Toys for Joy, the Big W Recycling Program, 51% of toys end up in landfill within a year of purchasing, and kids usually lose interest in most new toys within 36 days.
Wow.
So the Toy Library has now just got on board with Toys for Joy and the Big W Recycling Program, so we're the only outlet in Glen Innes now that will take all old toys, keeping them all out of landfill. So the Toy Library is great for the environment.
We do gift vouchers, so if anybody would like to drop in and buy a gift voucher.
Like a membership gift
voucher? Like a membership gift voucher. It is a really great way to give the gift that doesn't have to be tossed.
So it's a gift voucher for 4,000 toys.
That's right.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Keeps on giving, that's right.
Yeah. So my son's almost 12 and I've been there since he was 9 months old. And it still holds the attention of my 12-year-old and 10-year-old because we use all the sport equipment and the games and puzzles and things like that. And the walkie-talkies, and there's still things there for that age group as well. Yep. And families, like Trivial Pursuit and things like that we still use. So
yeah, we've had adults come in and have a look for board games and puzzles because that's what interests them.
For a kid to walk into your place, it must be just like a wonderland.
It is.
So many colourful toys in there.
And they get to take it home every fortnight.
Mm. That's right.
That's Well, with my children, it was a huge outing for us every fortnight.
It was
the outing they looked forward to. Once a fortnight, we had to leave it till the end because I couldn't get them to Woolworths or anything after they got their toys. We had to go straight home.
It has a real visual impact when you walk into
it. It does. Oh. Kids love it.
Sometimes they just come in and play.
Yeah.
Like they'll come in and play, and you chat with the parents and stuff, and it's really nice. Like that connection is amazing.
Yeah,
just the drop in.
Yeah. No, it's a very valuable
and a good place for parents to sit down and
stop for a minute.
They can make a cuppa in at the Toy Library while the kids have a play.
Yeah. So it's a drop in centre as well.
And parents need a chat.
Yeah. It's a little table at the front with some chairs where you can they can sit, you know?
And so if you wanted to send a message to the Glen Innes community about the Toy Library, what would you want to say to people that haven't used it or don't know much about it?
The wonderful mums and dads who come along to our meetings and make the decisions. we definitely wouldn't be able to operate, so I'd like to just give a brief shout out to the wonderful committee that we have and anybody that would like to be involved in a warm and friendly group of people would be really strongly encouraged to get in touch because we are always welcoming new people to come and help out. It's not a huge time investment. I'll just ask the committee members. What do you guys like about being as part of the committee?
I've just watched what goes on at the Toy Library, and I am a committee member, but I'm a grandmother now. It's just a wonderful place for new families that move to Glen Innes with young children. or for families with young children in Glenelg. So it's a great hub to connect, as Tamara said before. Yeah, I really see good friendships formed through the toy library. The staff are friendly.
Mm-hmm. We're also really kindly supported by a lot of community organisations in our town. The Glenelg Seven Council has donated a sum of money to help us pay for our Baby Beats program. We have received donations from the Opportunity Shop, from the Lionesses, from White Rock Wind Farm is another one. So we apply for those, and it's really encouraging that our community supports us like that.
This has been The Heart of Glenelg, a program about the cultural and service organisations around your town and in the region. Thanks for listening. If you want to choose a piece of music to go out,
I would like something bright and joyful, something really happy. Uplifting and happy. The Happy Song by Pharrell. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
If you feel